just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Old friend Josh Need, funnybone.omaha.com all weekend beginning tonight. And our new friend Jason Salmon with us this morning. Colleen's hanging out. One show tonight, two Friday and Saturday, and one on Sunday, open all weekend. No yes. Weather, just a little cold, but that's fine.
All right. No Saturday early show is almost gone.
All
so.
Right. Go check out these yeah. guys all weekend.
What, no, where is the food from today?
The Omaha Tap House. Yes. Great food, by the way.
Jason just ate a sandwich yes. like he was trying to get a commercial deal with them. Good God, man.
I eat that way, too. But you only got 8 minutes, so we only have 8 minutes to eat here.
It's
commercial
a
breaks
business.
Back. It's a business. It's you got to You got to eat.
I'm and the same way, though.
I chow like a pig, too, man. I always have. I just eat too quick. And it's never going to change.
That's yeah. not good for you.
I've been told that my whole life. Guess what happens? Right. You know, I tell people that say that. That's what I say. I've been hearing it my whole life. It's not good for you. I know it's not good for you, but I eat fast. I always have.
Yeah. Well, luckily, it's really pretty to watch.
Yeah.
It is.
I always have.
Well, it's different now because we have a time limit here.
I've seen you at tables do that.
Oh, yeah. I eat fast. I eat fast.
Jesus.
Because I'm hungry.
You know There's what? Things to
yeah.
do.
Yeah. That's right. What my grandpa used to say. I didn't order the food to look at it.
No. Right. And if you take too long to eat, you eat too much. Because you can eat more if you slow down. You eat real quick, you're fill up right away.
No, that's the opposite.
Like yeah. Yeah. It's that way.
That is the opposite of humans.
But with me, it's that way.
You are the opposite of humans.
Yeah. I fill up quicker if I eat it.
Every bite tastes amazing. As soon as it starts to not taste amazing, I put in another bite.
And you're on TV because of it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Someday, you guys, if you eat quickly, yeah. you're going to get a chicken commercial.
Yeah. There you go.
That's for the kids.
Your fish stinks. One of the players that had George H.W. Bush.
Is it Stanks or Stinks?
Stanks.
It's so fun when it's just out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
That's the
because it takes me a second to go, oh, yeah, we're back on that.
Yeah, that guy.
I like it, too.
Yeah, he wasn't talking to me.
But am I this time? No, I'm not. Your fist is on my list.
Great song.
You suck forever ass gets a hit.
Yep.
Zach Morris gave me crabs gets a hit.
Don't really get that one, but I love that one. Yep.
Zamboni driver of death gets a hit, as does Zsa Zsa's final pink sock. Final pink sock.
My God.
Roy Moore's wet gavel gets a hit. I don't know what's up with that.
I wonder what percentage of these could be a .com that actually exists.
I don't know. That's true.
72.
Yep.
Yeah. 9-beer lunch date gets a hit, as does abortion punch card.
You got money. Just buy them all.
Right.
I love the thought of someone that is like, I'm going to do this for 2019. And they sit down and they think of every crude username possible.
Right.
And it's like, already taken.
Well, you know, our buddy Eddie did that.
Eddie Gosling does that. Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
He buys websites, domain names.
And just really. The horrible, horrible things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And he gives them his gifts.
Yeah. He does give them his gifts.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He'll do, like, you know,
Eddie's great.
For his friend, you know, Rob Wilson, he'll buy him Rob Wilson does not have AIDS.com and just give it to him as a gift.
He's great at that.
That's nice. Yeah. So funny. Yeah.
Accidental incest gets a hit in the Deadpool, as does Adam should have had him, and Alabama's going down.
Yeah.
As well as Alexa, order dildos.
We've been doing that on this show for a while now, Alexa, because you can hear the show on Alexa, too, just it was Todd and Tyler, but... We've been saying Alexa order dildos, and people that have Alexa just get pissed.
Yeah, we've been kind of slacking on that.
Yeah, exactly. The Alexa will just respond, you know, how many, whatever, you know, what kind. They'll give you a list of dildos, won't they?
What color?
Plus, when you order dildos in your Alexa, what's it say back?
Size, please.
It just reorders the same one.
I got it. Yeah. Okay, got it. All right.
Andy Samberg and Sandra Oh will be co-hosting next year's Golden Globe Awards.
Does that come out of nowhere?
That's a long username.
Yeah, does that come out of nowhere? Yeah. I clicked on that this morning on the website, I like Andy Samberg. I like Sandra Oh, too. But where'd that come from? That's just out of nowhere, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Tonight, it's the 2018 Game Awards for video games.
There
so
you go.
Be sure and watch that.
Red Dead Redemption.
There we go.
Do you need to be there?
It's up for Game of the Year.
I will be wearing my tuxedo tonight.
All right, so. There you go.
Yeah. Is that why Red Dead Redemption came out? So it could be eligible for this?
Yeah. It
did come out during awards season.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the big ones do. The big ones do.
Do you play that game to hear your voice?
I don't. No. Because for one, I would never hear my voice.
I brought it with me to Omaha. So we
should
find
someone
you.
Who can play it.
Yeah.
Do you know how to play it, John?
Probably Tyler's son.
Yeah, he can play it. Yeah, he's good at it.
What'd you ask?
Do you know how to play it?
I do.
Red Dead Redemption. Because
I'm just not that far into
My stepson could.
I play PUBG. That's my game at night.
What's that?
It's this game that the concept is you're in a plane with 100 people, and it flies across a map, and at some point you pick to jump out. No one has any weapons, and you just got to find stuff and load up, and then a circle slowly shrinks the map, 3 minutes at a time. It'll smaller circle, 3 minutes it gets smaller. You have to stay
so
in the circle.
So a variation on a theme, short of a Fortnite situation, but a little different.
Yeah, it's like a not as cartoonish Fortnite.
Got it.
Okay. You got to kill people?
Do you find yourself when
are people out to kill you?
Yes.
Okay, do you find this? Because when my son was into Fortnite, and he's not doing that now. He's back into sports games. But he was into Fortnite hardcore, all his buddies. Everybody was. But I've heard him screaming at people in his bedroom. And
other
people
that couldn't have existed in a different time.
No, they're headphones on. He's screaming at people, blah, blah, blah.
Because they're in teams, right?
But also, there's also a guy that's usually 25 or 30 in that group, too.
Oh, yeah. or 41.
Thank you. When you're playing those games and realize the kid sounds 13 or 14, you're just in it for the game, right?
Well,
it's not illegal.
Truthfully,
you're not in his bedroom.
That's correct. Truthfully, I don't play with
against people
who aren't my friends.
So perfect.
If I'm on a team,
got it.
It's people I'm.
Right.
It's my buddies.
Because I tell them all the time. I said, "Listen, if you hear an older guy on one of these games, you don't say where you live or who you are."
Real thing.
Yeah, I'm not saying older guys are all weird, but some of them are.
Certainly.
Yeah.
But you don't want someone on your team that sucks, right?
Yeah.
Because then he'll get yelled at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's always a weak link. But we always say we play. We play for the giggles. Right.
No,
some people get super serious.
Some people are
really
serious.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Like, I have a friend of a friend who will play, and he's current military guy.
Oh.
And if you're not tactically sound in the game, like, he will what we call rage quit. Where it'll just, you can tell he just turned it off. He didn't back out of the game.
Rage quit.
He just powered down the system.
Because my stepson played for a little while. And he's on to other stuff now, too.
Right.
And I think one of his buddies quit on him. So he handed me the headset and the controller. And I said, no, I don't want to be the guy who sucks. People will yell at you in that game. They take it that seriously.
Especially when 13-year-olds are yelling at you.
Yeah.
Shut up, kid. Come
it's
kick
not
your
even
ass.
That they yell at you. It's just hearing that voice tell you you suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, ugh. Mister, you're terrible.
Mister, you're terrible.
He sounded like Herbert.
He did. Yeah. It did sound like Herbert.
Well, PETA is always coming up with some good ideas, they have come up with some more good ideas here. They are arguing that our choice of words is important in forming our attitude.
We read this last night.
I thought it was a joke.
I saw this yesterday, and I thought it had to be an onion piece.
You'd be wrong.
It is incorrect.
It's actually the truth.
Don't they hurt their own cause sometimes? I'm all for not testing on animals, and if you're a vegan, great. But don't they hurt their cause when they do stuff like this?
They want people to clean up their language and make their language more pet-friendly.
Your dog doesn't know what you're saying. Except for you want a treat.
Don't feed a fat horse.
Yeah, the animals are not offended by language.
No.
Well, it's not the animals that they are concerned with here necessarily. They're saying that our choice of words is important in forming our attitudes.
Let's hear some. What shouldn't we say?
And so they say that we shouldn't say things like kill two birds with one stone.
Shut up.
Okay.
That saying's been around forever and means nothing to anybody. Also, it just goes through in one ear and out the other.
Oh, that's violence towards animals there.
Well, see, they're really overanalyzing this.
They are in that one.
That's
sure.
somebody who's never seen people throw stones. Yeah. There's no way you're going to hit a bird.
Nope.
That's just,
and not two of them.
Right. Certainly not.
Yeah, well, they say that instead of saying kill two birds with one stone, you should say feed two birds with one scone.
Say that in public and see everybody look at you and then walk away from you.
People will throw stones at you.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. They will give you the bird.
Try that, PC. Right. They already know what it means when you first say that. No, it's actually, that's not the saying.
Now, Josh already said one of these. Instead of saying beat a dead horse,
there you go.
We should say...
Don't feed a fed horse.
Or do feed a fed horse. Yeah.
You can't just make sayings new.
Don't feed a fed horse.
That's why they're sayings. They've been around for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah,
don't can't guarantee how about whoever don't feed my horse
is a terrible open micer in some comedy city somewhere.
I have a hard time. Whoever came up with these probably has meat names for non-meat food.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You got to take care of that first.
Yeah. Instead of be the guinea pig, they say that we should say be the test tube. Instead of bring home the bacon, we should say bring home the bagels.
Is PETA actually endorsing this?
Yeah,
is this from them?
It was on their Twitter feed.
Okay.
And instead of take the bull by the horns, take the flower by the thorns.
Did you see the crab house in Baltimore that went after PETA for putting the billboard?
I heard about this. What was it? Yeah.
They
put a billboard near their crab shack, right?
Yeah. They said they had a picture of a crab and it says, I'm me, not meat. Right?
Oh, my God.
And so
they picked the wrong place, too. There's a crab house at every corner in Baltimore.
And this place went full-blown... World War on Twitter.
Really?
Against PETA. Oh, yeah. They just tag them in pictures of lobsters boiling and...
and hard-shell crabs. Yeah. Just digging into those. Yeah.
Well, they're just asking for it when they do stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, that's just stupid.
It's really funny stuff.
You should take the bull by the thorns, right? Just mess them up.
Take a rose by the thorns.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
I feel like we could make that work.
That's right. Every bull has its thorn. I'll tell Brett
every
that.
Every bull has its horns.
Next time we talk to Brett, we'll tell him to do that one.
Yeah, you just have to change all the flip ones.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Instead of saying this, just take five random words, and it'll mean the same
thing.
Sounds
similar. Yeah.
Take that great hit song and ruin it.
Right.
Just choose five different words.
You just can't make up new sayings. People are not going to know what you're talking about.
PETA can.
That's two scones with $1. What the hell are you talking about? They would think you're stroking out. I said, are you stroking out, dude?
Let's go back to two scones for $1. I haven't seen that kind of deal in a long time. I like where your head's at.
Yeah. He's thinking commercial.
I'll
eat scones.
I could sell those scones.
Yes, you could. You need 6 pounds of scones in 4 hours.
That's right.
And Jason is wrong. You can kill a bird with a stone because I did it once as a kid.
Accidentally. But not two.
You have to be in the highest percentile of stone throwing.
I know. An accident.
I lobbed like a baseball toward a robin, and it hit him and killed him.
That's just a lazy
bird. And I felt terrible.
Yeah.
I feel terrible to this day.
Do you really?
Yes.
I feel like you rid the world of a very lazy bird.
Right.
I mean, thank you. 40 years later, I feel a lot better.
Yeah, I think a lot of birds were probably on board with your action.
Baseball's coming.
He was asking for it.
He really was.
That's my suicide.
I mean, you saw the stone coming. You know,
a lazy log.
You could have walked out of that one, bird. Come on.
Yeah, that bird that Randy Johnson hit with a baseball.
Yeah.
That was different.
That's karma. Victim
I'm sure
bird.
Yours wasn't coming in at 102.
No, because I just lobbed it in his direction.
And you killed it, man.
It was like an Ephus pitch.
Man.
Oh, man.
Murderer.
That's another visual that as soon as he says it, I'm like, I remember right where I was.
Oh, yeah, when you see that. Yep.
Poof.
Bird exploded.
At least that was instant.
It was.
Yeah.
This one probably died a slow, painful death.
Yeah,
Todd.
As Todd ran in the house crying, laid out there. You probably could have saved it.
Twitching.
Finish me off.
You probably could have saved it.
Tried to saw off its wing. You
know? Todd's in the house crying like a bitch. You ran in the house. Listen, we're all that age. I guarantee you ran in the house.
I probably
bummed
did.
Out crying. Yep. And all the birds out there saying, I'm okay. We just fixed my wing here.
It died of starvation.
Yeah, and your dog ate it.
Every every time somebody says kill two birds with one stone, a single tear drops from Todd's eye. It's like a flashback.
Yeah.
Single tear.
You can't be around efficient people.
No.
It's no. See, but then the next day I would go out with my BB gun and these barn swallows.
And you'd shoot at them. So why do you feel bad about the baseball?
Well, because you're not supposed to shoot robins.
It's intense. It's intense.
Because you can't kill the pretty birds.
But the barn swallows
were a pigeon or something.
Right. You'd have to take out about six barn swallows before the rest of them figured out, hey, everyone around us is dying here. We should leave.
Yeah, right.
I think we found PETA's answer. Kill only repulsive birds with stones.
But I think there you go. Yeah.
There's something to that, though. There really is.
Yeah.
Like, I have chipmunks and I have moles.
Moles are horrible.
And chipmunks are doing more damage to my sidewalk.
Cute. And they're cute.
And when I catch one of them, I feel worse. And when I see that mole, I'm like, you ugly.
Is it because the mole's ugly?
Yeah. The mole, yes.
Yeah. Can't sing.
I think a lot of them that way.
Weird front hands.
Yeah.
Stupid face.
Has never released an album.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Never did a Christmas song.
Never did a Christmas song.
Never heard one from the moles.
Yeah.
Stupid face.
That's a dumb group.
Stupid face mole.
That'd be a bad cartoon, the moles.
But it's true. When I get a chipmunk, I'm like, oh.
Yep. They're
when
cute.
I get a mole. I'm like, they're cute. Die. Where's the rest of your family? Where are they?
If your parents were exposed to high levels of a chemical used in nonstick frying pans.
No, there was Morocco mole, wasn't there?
Yeah, but he was cool.
I kind of liked him.
Yeah. Morocco mole was cool.
And he was kind of fat for a mole.
Plus, he wore like a fez.
Yes.
And no moles, they don't come out with a big fez on, do these moles?
Only if you're from Morocco.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. You'd be a Moroccan mole. This would be a Cincinnati mole.
Or a Shriner mole.
A Shriner mole, right.
What's the Shriner mole?
Mm-hmm.
He wears a fez.
No.
Because that's the only people who wear fezes are Shriners and Moroccans.
Right. So what about
if their parents were exposed to high levels of a chemical used in nonstick frying pans.
Their kids do this for a living, right?
Men could end up with penises half an inch shorter than usual.
I never used it.
This has to do with your parents.
Yeah. I'll check your dad's junk when you get home.
Once again, you're missing the point here.
Okay.
It was passed on.
If your parents were exposed to high levels of a chemical used in nonstick frying pans.
Your junk
could end up half an inch shorter than usual.
What did they do to make your junk bigger?
They didn't make it bigger. That was just the regular size.
Okay.
So you could have been somebody,
Dad. Some guy with a little knob is going to have to go home and call his parents today and say, listen.
Did you eat a lot of Teflon cooked food?
Who did
Scientists have found that chemicals called PFCs can interfere with male hormones and lead to sexual organs being significantly shorter and thinner. The chemicals are also found in waterproof clothing and greaseproof packaging for food. They get into the bloodstream. They reduce testosterone levels.
My parents used butter.
Yeah,
they didn't. I don't even think that Pam even existed when I was a kid.
And Teflon and stuff like that. Yeah, Scientists found young men who grew up in an area polluted with PFCs have penises 12.5% shorter and 6.5% thinner than healthy men. Researchers at a university in Italy made this discovery because it's near one of the four areas in the world known to have high levels of PFC pollution.
Are you picturing the laboratory here?
Is it
a bunch of guys sitting around waiting for their junk to get measured?
I think you should refer to them as reluctant researchers.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that.
In fairness, it is really cold there right now.
That's true.
The chemicals are also a health hazard at a spot in the Netherlands, a spot in China, and in West Virginia in the United States. PFCs come in hundreds of forms.
God, West Virginia can't catch a break.
No.
They just have so many problems here. Opioid problems, now small dinks.
The worst PFCs are found in fast food packaging, paper plates, stain-resistant carpets, windshield washing fluid, firefighting foam and waterproof clothing, glues, cosmetics, medicines, electronics, cleaning products.
That's everybody.
Polishes, waxes, insecticides, paints.
Yeah. My dad used to say that none of that stuff was manly, and you know what? He was right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right.
So they've linked this chemical to early menopause, low birth weight, lower fertility, thyroid problems, high cholesterol, bladder cancer.
Jesus. Well, all chemicals.
And shrunken dinks.
Yeah. Nobody's going to admit to this story.
It's funny.
Not one person's going to say, hey, my dad worked in one of those chemical plants.
Yeah.
Didn't affect me none. You know?
Nick.
Yeah. We're all really quiet.
I like that all of those horrible things, cancer, all the, yeah. And the lead is like, your stuff's small. Yeah. Yeah. How are we going to sell this study? People are dying.
Tell them they're junk.
That's true.
12% smaller.
Nobody's paying attention unless it involves your junk.
But
right.
Don't worry, 12% of nothing is nothing.
Nothing.
There we go.
Nothing.
It's a little long, but it doesn't feel long.
Yeah, you're right, Colleen.
And
yeah.
Then there's the story out of New Jersey, a man under arrest for performing a sex act in front of women in a doctor's office recently.
What's the sex act? Masturbating?
Authorities in New Jersey say that several women saw the 47-year-old Brian Bates is his last name, performing a sex act in the bathroom with the door open. He was masturbating in the bathroom with the door open, and he saw a toilet bowl scrubber there, and he figures, well, you better use the handle of that for something, too. Wow. And so he was attempting to do that as well.
Shit
while
on
everyone, it? Yeah, while everyone was watching.
Anybody break out their phone?
You said sit on it, right?
Yeah, I did say sit on it.
The act was witnessed by several adult females who were in the office. Mr. Bates.
Why was he there?
Some call him Master. Was taken to the hospital for evaluation. He has a string of arrests for similar acts dating back to at least 1997.
You say, just take the brush with you. I don't need that.
Mr. Bates.
We'll get a new one. That one's yours now.
There was a good onion headline the other day. It was pervert can't stop man, can't stop watching man masturbate on subway.
What kind of office was it?
Yeah,
was
doctor.
It, okay, but was it like we had to deposit
I've given
semen?
You the information I have.
Yeah.
No, it was not a deposit of semen doctor.
Got it.
It wasn't a dentist. That'd be hilarious. I can't get you to floss.
You know,
but you do this.
Yeah.
Here's the deal, though. This is women. If it had been one dude in that crowd, his phone would have been on. I got to get this.
Yeah.
You know, think the women may have.
You're videotaping the guy
just
shoving
to mock
a toilet
him
brush
and
in
show
ass,
their friends.
You?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you are.
Yeah, you're videotaping
World
the guy.
Star!
At Josh Sneed, right, Josh?
Yes, sir.
And at Jason Salmon.
Jay Salmon Comedy.
At Jay Salmon Comedy. Got it. They're both at the Funny Bone this weekend. FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Join us again tomorrow. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you coming in.
Love you.
See you tomorrow. And we talked to William Fichtner, too. That's on the podcast. What's else tomorrow? Put the whole gang early.
That's it. These guys
early.
Later.
These guys late. See you then. Thanks for listening.
Good night. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.